Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deese Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and on today's program, we're going to be talking about the infusion center services available at our hospital with Nurse Britt Sadler. Before we do, I have a few announcements I'd like to share. We had a terrific, successful golf outing last Friday out at the links. The event would not have been possible without the outstanding support of our sponsors. And I want to take a moment to mention our sponsors on today's program. We have our Eagle Event sponsors, which include Ide Bailey, WCF Financial Bank, Senior Life Solutions, Envision Architecture, 21st Century Rehab, Avela Bank, Graham Construction, Webster City Custom Meats, P1 Service, Groves and Cheesick Law Office, Schoolhouse Construction, Peterson Construction and K&H Corporation, True Temp, Marianne's Specialty Foods, Black Hills Energy, Edward Jones, Finucane Wealth Management, and Platinum Connect. Our Birdie Event sponsors included Advantage Pro, Boone River Financial, Daily Freeman Journal, Incision, First State Bank and Town and Country Insurance, Highland Medical Staffing, Jim's Carpet One, Meharry Family Dentistry, Morning Glory Coffee, and the Washboard Laundromat. We are totaling up our proceeds from the golf outing, and I will make an announcement in future programs of what we were able to generate from the golf outing. The fundraiser and the proceeds will support patient care needs in our respiratory therapy department. I do want to mention that our winning team was Avela Bank this year. So again, a huge, huge thank you to everyone who participated, to all of our sponsors, and to our many donors for the prizes and the items that helped to support this great event. A couple other announcements that I would like to make. The October SALT meeting will be held tomorrow, beginning at 9 o'clock at the Montgomery Memorial Library in Jewell. We will serve refreshments. We will provide free blood pressure checks. The meeting will get started at 9:30. We will have announcements from local law enforcement and officials from area agencies, and then cover upcoming events from around Hamilton County. The program will feature Randy and Virginie Monty. They'll be talking about Wreaths Across America. This is a nonprofit organization dedicated to honoring and remembering fallen U.S. veterans by coordinating wreath-laying ceremonies at cemeteries across the country each December. Their mission is to remember the fallen, honor those who serve, and teach the next generation the value of freedom. SALT meetings are free and open to the public. We're hoping that you will come join us in Jewell tomorrow morning beginning at 9 o'clock. And then next week, we have our Webster City Community Blood Drive. That will be on Thursday, October 9th from 12:30 to 5:30 in the clinic boardroom at Van Deese Medical Center. Appointments are encouraged. You can go online to lifeservebloodcenter.org to schedule your appointment. A thank you to our hospital auxiliary for hosting the blood drives and to Scooters here in Webster City for serving as our corporate sponsor and donating their delicious cookies. Same day, we have Webster City Chamber Ladies Night Out. And I do want to mention that the gift shop at Van Deese Medical Center is participating. That is Thursday, October 9th. Make sure you stop out at the gift shop to see their new items and the specials that will be available. And with that, we are ready to start into our program. As I mentioned, we're going to be talking about the infusion center at Van Deese Medical Center. Very pleased to have the infusion center. It's been operating since 2016, And actually, we had done an expansion to the infusion center, which was completed in 2023. The expansion of the infusion center at Van Deese Medical Center was made possible by a donation from Joan and Richard Stark. The infusion center is named the Joan and Richard Stark Infusion Center, and we are very grateful for their donation. And it is fantastic and helps so many patients so that they don't have to travel outside of Webster City to receive infusion services. So pleased to have joining us on today's program of one of the nurses that is there in the infusion center, Britt Sadler. Good morning to you, Britt. Thank you for joining us on the program today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Wonderful. If you would, share a little bit about yourself. You have been with the organization for quite some time, somewhat newer to your new position at the Infusion Center. I'll let you go ahead and share.
Yeah, I have actually worked at Van Deese Medical Center for approximately 18 years. I started working here as a CNA, and then I was a floor nurse, and I transitioned to a house supervisor. And within the last year, I transitioned to the infusion center as the primary nurse there.
Fantastic. So Britt is a familiar face to a lot of our patients, which is an extra layer of comfort in addition to the care that is provided in our infusion center. So it is a wonderful match. And I love that you're providing those services there. For our patients, for our listeners out there that maybe aren't familiar with the infusion center and what that entails, let's talk first about what infusion therapy includes, and we can just maybe roll right into some of the services that are offered there.
Yeah, we actually do a lot of things there. Infusion therapy, we treat a wide range of conditions such as anemia, infections, dehydration, or kidney failure, just to name a few. But we also do different types of procedures such as paracentesis, thoracentesis, lumbar punctures. I also do Qtenza applications for diabetic peripheral neuropathy, and I also do a procedure called PTNM that helps with overactive bladders.
So helpful to know, Britt, there are additional outpatient services that are available through the infusion center. You shared a few examples. For our listeners who may not be aware of what those are, I might have you just explain briefly what those entail.
So the procedures that I talked about, such as like a paracentesis, if an individual is having an issue with extra fluid in their abdomen, we can help remove that fluid with a provider. Same as the thoracentesis, it would just be the same, but that would be taking that off of their lung. I also mentioned a lumbar puncture. If we are concerned that they may have an infection, then one of the providers could come in and draw some fluid off of their spine to check that. I also mentioned a Qtenza application, which has been newer for us, but has been very successful. It is a application that I apply to feet for approximately 30 minutes, and it actually helps with numbness and tingling and pain in feet caused by diabetes.
So it can help with neuropathy?
Yep. Yeah, so after, it does take about three applications. It's one application every 3 months. But after we start this, people have been having great success with it to the point where they do not require oral medications to treat the pain that they're having.
And that is a huge benefit.
Huge benefit.
Yes. You also mentioned PTNM, and you did talk about that helps patients that have overactive bladder.
Correct. You can also use it for stress incontinence or urge incontinence. So it is actually an acupuncture needle that is inserted by me. And it's just a really cool procedure to watch. I just watch the nerve, and as soon as I see that your nerve is firing, then I set a timer and it runs for 20 minutes, and then I just remove that acupuncture needle, and hopefully you'll have a success and have less urge or incontinence issues.
And we have had patients that receive this treatment, and again, with great success.
Yeah, and they come back every month, and as long as it's working for them, we continue.
Great job explaining those. I, too, for our listeners out there, I am learning during this program some of the additional services that are available through the Infusion Center, which is one of the primary reasons we host this show, to create awareness about the services that are available right here close to home. Britt, if you would, maybe talk about the types of patients that receive benefit infusion therapy. Who can come and have services done there?
So as long as I receive an order from a primary care provider, it doesn't have to be a provider from Van Deus Medical Center. It can be from any provider from any town. As long as I get the order, I just review it, make sure it's something that we can do here, and then I actually have it reviewed by one of our providers in the clinic to make sure they agree with the order that I had received. But I get orders from everywhere. I get patients from Iowa City, Mayo, Ames, Fort Dodge. So it's just more of a convenience thing for our patients that so they don't have to travel.
Mm-hmm. And that is the key piece. And I love that you mentioned patients can come from anywhere. So if it's easier to know that this is maybe a closer place to get some infusion therapy that you need, We want you to be aware that it is a very simple process. And as Britt shared, if it's something that a provider needs to be there in the infusion center for them to get this treatment, that will be arranged.
Yes.
Prior to the appointment.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I am in contact with the providers throughout the day. So if it's something that they need to attend, I will have them there as soon as the patients show up.
Excellent. And for patients, the convenience sometimes is, yes, they don't have to drive as far to go to get these services. It also can be that it's in a smaller hospital rather than a bigger hospital, one you're not familiar with, not sure where to park, not sure where to go in. And that can be overwhelming in itself. And it's nice to have a smaller hospital, easy to find the infusion center. And I happen to think we offer some wonderful perks to make patients more comfortable when they're here receiving their infusion therapy. So let's roll right in. I do want to talk about the patient experience. What is a typical visit like, and how can we support patients and keep them comfortable while they're getting their treatments?
So every patient is different. Some of our patients only come in for quick injections. Other patients are here for several hours, depending on their situation. But anytime our patients come in, they are greeted with a smile. They are offered something to eat and drink and a warm blanket, of course. That is always a necessity for our patients. But I do like that it is a small area. We have 8 chairs, and I do have 1 private room in case it's needed. But we are able to sit there and talk with our patients throughout their entire visit with us. Just this morning, I had a group of guys in there, and we were just talking and laughing and joking and having a great time. I do have several individuals that come for several weeks at a time, and they become more like a family atmosphere in there, and it's just a great time.
It is, and I know you do such a wonderful job in making patients feel comfortable, feel relaxed. Quite often it is anxiety producing for people to come into a hospital, and we make it a very enjoyable, comfortable experience for patients, and I love that.
Yes. I think most of the time, you're right, a lot of patients come in and they are very anxious and they are overwhelmed with being there for the first time. But by the time they are done with whatever situation they are there for, they are always leaving and thanking us for the care that they had. And they definitely tell us that they are much more at ease and they are less anxious the next time they come in.
For sure. And I do believe a key piece of that is the familiar faces, too, that they come to know, because these are people that quite often are coming in regularly to get infusion therapy, whether that's once a week or multiple times a week, or they're scheduled each month. But they come to know the people that are going to be there caring for them and seeing your face. I would mention, too, we have other nurses that help provide the care in there. Mary Swaline is one of the nurses. Janine Mao also provides services there. And that is just a huge comfort, too, when you have those familiar faces caring for you. We do have some personal touches that can be found in our infusion center. Britt, maybe share a little bit about that.
So we did talk about how I do have 8 chairs in 1 private room, but each of our chairs does have their own personal TV that can wrap around. And we also have a curtain for privacy if our patients would rather not sit and talk and chat with other people. It can be private as you would like.
Very good. In your words, Britt, as you've been here with the hospital, providing services in all sorts of different capacities for, as you mentioned, 18 years. Why do you feel having a local infusion center is so important for our patients and families?
I love being able to watch my patients. You know, sometimes they come in and they're not feeling the greatest, and I can just watch the change and watch them continue to get better each and every encounter that I have with them. And I think that's amazing. And then going out in the community and seeing them there and then recognizing me and having a conversation and thanking me for all of the care that they had. And I just think that's amazing to be able to do.
It is definitely rewarding, and it's nice to have that reinforcement too, knowing that you are making such a positive impact on the lives of patients. So thank you. I don't know if you have one that you could possibly talk about, but is there maybe an experience, patient experience or story that you could share?
I do have a gentleman that came in several times a week to have wound therapy. He came for several weeks on end, and I just think it's amazing to watch his progress and watch the healing of wounds and the fact that he no longer requires coming in to visit and have any more wound therapy, but he still comes in at least once a week to just stop in and say hi to my other patients because he enjoyed his time in there so much.
That's great. Yeah. Once again, wonderful reinforcement of the great work that's being done and the care that's being provided by you. So let's talk about how people can access that care. You mentioned too, really, that patients can come from anywhere as long as we have an order from their provider. I want to make sure that we reinforce that to our listeners out there. I'll have you just again share that.
Yeah, so like I said, as long as I have an order from a primary doctor sent over via fax, or they can call and however it works for them, I just have to have an order. It's not an infusion therapy where you can pay for it out of pocket. Unfortunately, it's something that a doctor has to order before we can provide services.
Perfect. So what are the hours of operation for the infusion center?
So the hours are a little bit flexible. If you look online, I do believe it says 7:30 to 4. I arrive in the morning around 7 a.m. to get my day ready and have my medications ready for the day. But with that being said, sometimes our patients may be scheduled at 8, but they may roll in at 7:15 to get their cup of coffee and have a quick chat before we start with their medications. So it's just, the hours are there, but we're a little bit more flexible. We have some patients that can't come until after work, or some patients that need to come in before they go to work. So 7:30 to 4, but flexible.
Excellent. You explained that very well. So if it were to be after hours and somebody does need infusion therapy, how is that handled?
So I actually have a communication process with our admitting staff that I will let them know the patient that's coming and the exact time that they will be there, and it will be an outpatient service through the ER.
Okay. So they would still work through the infusion center?
So I actually set that up with the emergency department as an outpatient encounter, so they will know that they're coming and what they are coming for, and it wouldn't be an ER visit. It would just be a, I'm here for this medication, and we would give that to you.
You explained that very well. So we just want patients to know, we understand there could be even some long-term antibiotics, something of that nature that a patient would need to receive after hours, after the infusion center is closed. Britt can make those arrangements through our emergency department. So you would be receiving those services there, but it is not a visit. You would not be charged for a visit to be seen in the emergency department. It's simply a place where those services can be delivered to the patient when the infusion center is closed. So those arrangements still would take place through the infusion center, and then on the back end, they would work with the staff in the emergency department to arrange that. So great. So the location. Now, if a patient hasn't needed to have any type of infusion therapy, they may not know where our infusion center is located. What do you share with new patients that are coming for their first appointment? How do you direct them?
Well, I always say, let's use the west entrance. And sometimes, you know, if anyone is like me and they are directional, they don't know where they're going, I always tell them to look for the gift shop, the purple sign outside, and that's the entrance we'll want to use.
That is perfect. Yes, our main entrance, it's considered our main entrance. It faces to the west, and it's funny, I say the west entrance, and I say across from the courthouse. So that is the entrance that patients can come in, and it's just down the hallway and around the corner. And quite often we have greeters that are there to help assist patients and direct them to where they need to go. So that would be the best entrance for patients to utilize if they're coming to visit the infusion center. If somebody has questions about some treatments, maybe whether they could even receive a certain treatment or infusion therapy at our infusion center, how can they get a hold of you or someone?
They can always call the infusion center and see if that service is offered by us. Our phone number is 832-7895. And if you actually are already at your primary doctor's office and you want them to fax over an order, all they have to do is fax that to 832-7959.
Very good. Britt, great information. Any last words? Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Our chairs are always open. If you guys need some services, feel free to stop in and see us as well.
Excellent. Britt, thank you so much for being on the program, for providing these services in our infusion center. As I mentioned, Britt is joined by Mary Swaline and Janine Mao to provide those services. She is the primary nurse that works in our infusion center. It is open to all patients. You do not have to be a patient of one of our clinics to receive services at our infusion center. You do not have to be within Webster City or Hamilton County to receive these services. We make it very easy. We make it very convenient for our patients. And that is one of the hugest advantages to having infusion therapy services at our hospital. If you have questions, you can call the infusion center, as Britt mentioned, at 515-832-7895. Again, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Diest Medical Center, where our focus is you.